Listening Library presents The Emerald Sea by Richelle Mead, read for you by Elizabeth Nolden. Chapter 1. Being better than everyone else was exhausting work. That had been true for most of my life. I couldn't remember a time when I wasn't helping support my family, fighting for every copper we earned. If you slacked off in Arsfro's bustling market district, even for an instant, then you were just opening the door for someone else to move in and snatch your triumph for themselves. That hadn't changed when I moved into a household of girls, all vying to marry wealthy men in a far-off land. Others here at Blue Spring Manor might think they could ease up, and that only worked to my advantage. Let them think they could coast now. Let them all hate me. I wouldn't lose my edge. I'd stay focused on my prize, never getting distracted by people or frivolity. Happy birthday, Tamsin! I stumbled to a halt in the doorway to my room, clamping a hand to my mouth to cover my shock at the sight that met me. Intricately cut garlands of paper hung along the walls. A little box wrapped smartly in silver tissue rested on my bed. A vase of rainbow-hued gladioli stood atop my dresser, and a plate of something lumpy and pink sat nearby. As it turned out, not everyone hated me. What is this? I swiftly shut the door. Wait, how did you even know? My two roommates stood side by side.